Welcome to the ABCs of the Bible, a radio ministry dedicated to bringing you the Word of God. God promises that when His Word goes forth, it won't come back void, but will accomplish that which He pleases.
Greetings, friends, and welcome back to our discussion on the church at Thyatira. Now, just imagine this situation, that you're one of the elders of the church, and Jesus the Christ, Yeshua the Messiah, is sitting across the table from you, and He's saying, I'm about to give you an evaluation of how you have been conducting the affairs of the church at Thyatira. Now, this is the first thing that Jesus is going to say to you. He says to you, and you can find this in Revelation chapter 2 and verse 18. This is Revelation chapter 2 and verse 18. The first thing He says is this: I am the Son of God. I am the one who has eyes like a flame of fire, and I have feet like burned brass. Now, whew, it's like if He was sitting across from you, you remember that saying, wow, if looks could kill? So He's sitting across from you and He's saying, I have eyes like a flame of fire, and these eyes are piercing right through you. He can see everything that you've done in conducting the affairs of the church at Thyatira. Now, how would you be reacting? Would you be shaking in your boots because you knew that you allowed paganism to flourish in the congregation? Or would you be sitting there very calmly, knowing that, yes, He can see everything that I have done, and He can see that I, like Paul, have fought the good fight of faith. I have preached the truth at every turn. Which way would it be? Well, as we go through Yeshua's evaluation of the church at Thyatira, let's see what your beliefs are, and let's see if they match up with what was going on here in Thyatira. If they do match up with what was going on in Thyatira, whether it's for good or for bad, you'll know what side you fall on. So He says again in Revelation chapter 2, verse 18, that I am the Son of God who has eyes like a flame of fire and feet like burned brass. First, let's look at examples of a flame of fire, and then we'll look at examples of burned brass, and that'll help us to understand why Yeshua describes Himself this way as He sits across from you and gives you an evaluation. Let's turn over to Revelation chapter 19 and we'll read verses 11 through 12. This is Revelation chapter 19 and verses 11 through 12. We're going to see an example of a flame of fire. It says there, I saw heaven open, and there was someone whose name was Faithful and True, sitting on a white horse. So we know that this is Yeshua, who is faithful and true, sitting on a white horse. Notice this next part. In righteousness, He judges and makes war. In righteousness, He judges and makes war. Now in verse 12, His eyes are like a flame of fire. So He sees our emotions. He sees our motives. He sees our motions. He pierces through everything. And in righteousness, He judges us. And if necessary, He makes war against us. So judgment and war is associated with eyes being like a flame of fire. Now let's turn over to Psalm chapter 106. And we'll read verses 19 through 21 and then go back to verse 18. This is Psalm, the book of Psalm, chapter 106 and verses 19 through 21, and then we'll go back and read verse 18. It says, Israel made a calf at Mount Sinai and worshiped the melted image. So they did something wrong by making a calf at Mount Sinai. This is an idolatrous image. And God says we should not worship images. We should worship the one true God. But these people had it in their minds to do their own thing as opposed to listening to the pure word of God. So Israel made a calf at Mount Sinai and worshiped the melted image. They changed their glory into the likeness of an ox that eats grass. They forgot God, their deliverer, who had done great things in Egypt. Now going back to verse 18. Therefore a fire was kindled in their midst. The flame burned up the wicked. So we can see here that the flame burned up the wicked, those who practice paganism. All right, so again, as we're talking about the church at Thyatira, ask yourself the question, are you putting up with pagan practices? Do you participate in pagan practices such as Easter and Christmas as an example? Or do you follow the days that God says to follow? Do you follow the truth? Or do you make up your own system of worship like the Israelites did when they formed this calf and then bowed down and worshiped that? They just followed that as though the calf was giving them instructions. What do you do? Do you follow the instructions from the Word of God? Or do you follow the instructions from people that make up things and then say that they're Christian and you bow down and follow that? That's the question. Now the Lord's penetrating stare pierces through our motions, our emotions, and our motives. Nothing is hidden from him, and nothing will escape his judgment. All evil will be burned up. That's what it means when he says he has eyes like a flame of fire. Nothing is hidden from him. All evil will be burned up as he makes righteous judgment. And if burning up people who persist in following pagan practices weren't enough, we find that God is not only going to burn them up, but he's also going to trample them under his feet. Remember, he says that his feet are like burnished brass, brass that's been burned and purified in the fire. Let's turn over to Revelation chapter 1 and verse 15, and we're going to see this. This is in Revelation chapter 1 and verse 15. It says that his feet are like burnished brass, as if they had been refined in a furnace. So now let's turn over to Matthew chapter 13, and we'll read verses 40 through 42. This is Matthew chapter 13 and verses 40 through 42. Just as weeds are gathered and burned with fire, so it will be at the end of the age. The Son of Man will send his angels, and they will gather from his kingdom everything that causes others to sin, and those who practice lawlessness. And they will throw them into a burning furnace. In that place there will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And then let's turn over to Isaiah chapter 63, and we'll read verses 3 through 6. This is Isaiah chapter 63 and verses 3 through 6. He says here, I have trampled them in my wrath. Trampled them. That means he used his feet to step on them. I have trampled them in my wrath, for the day of vengeance was in my heart. And I tread underfoot the people in mine anger, and made them drunk in my wrath, and I poured out their blood on the earth. Now that we understand what the qualifications of Jesus the Messiah are, and these qualifications are that he has eyes like a flaming fire and feet like burnished brass, and we understand that the eyes of flaming fire means he sees everything and he's going to burn up those people that persist in following pagan practices, and not only that, he's going to trample them underfoot, stomp on them, crush them into the ground because they persist in these pagan practices. So now that we understand what the qualifications of Jesus the Messiah are, we have to ask ourselves the question, why? Why did he tout these qualities to the church at Thyatira? Again, if you're sitting across the table from Yeshua HaMashiach, and he's saying, I am evaluating you, and he says to you, I have eyes like flaming fire and feet like burnished brass, and you know what that means, then you should be trembling in your boots. And you remember that we said that Thyatira was a great commercial town, and that there were trade associations formed for the mutual profit and pleasure of the people employed in those certain trades, like the sellers of purple dye and purple clothes. Well, the problem that Christians face being a part of these prosperous and prestigious commercial clubs was that every member was required to be involved in pagan practices. So here's the question facing some people when considering converting to Christianity or standing strong in the faith. These are some of the questions. Do you go along with the pagan practices so that you can achieve or maintain a high standard of living? Or do you go along with Christ and give up your lucrative career and settle for just keeping a roof over your head and putting food on the table? In other words, is it more important to be a part of a commercial club or to be a part of a Christian congregation? To refuse to join one of the trade unions would mean giving up all prospect of commercial existence. Unfortunately, some Christians in Thyatira thought that that was too high a price to pay for service to God. What price are you willing to pay for service to God? Are you willing to give up everything for God? Are you a living sacrifice, or are you living to get everything nice? You cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and money. For you will hate the one and love the other. And unfortunately, when it comes to society, many Christians say, I better fit in where I can get in, instead of letting God get in them so that they can help transform the society. Which is it for you, my friend? Are you going to get in where you fit in society, or are you going to let God get in you? As we close with every program, I say thank you for joining me on this program. I hope you'll join me on the next program, and may God be in you. Please let God be in you. 666, the mark of the beast. What is the mark of the beast? Before you can know for sure what is the mark of the beast, you must know for sure the identity of the beast. Right from the pages of your own Bible, I will first reveal to you the identity of the beast, and secondly reveal to you what is the mark of the beast. I will do this during a free seminar entitled, What is the Mark of the Beast? This free seminar will be held on Wednesday, February 14th, from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. at the North Lake Barbara Lohr Library, which is located at 3772 La Vista Road in Tucker, Georgia. For more information, call 404-412-0032 or log on to our website at www.christianambassadors.org. Please, don't miss this extremely important seminar, or you may end up receiving the mark of the beast. Many people will receive the mark of the beast in order to escape the great tribulation, which is Satan's wrath against the people of God. But those who receive the mark of the beast will not escape the day of the Lord, which is God's wrath against the people of disobedience. He that has an ear to hear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches.